Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now to get into the bad and the ugly, because there was no good last night, is Trey Essex, Snap Count Show podcast with Charlie Batch, one of our favorites. He typically joins us on Tuesdays, but we're flipping him around with Mark Caboli because Caboli is in the air on his way home right now. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Trey, you were getting some crap last night for criticizing Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure that you can be an analyst if you watch the game and say things that are good about Aaron Rodgers. I guess the big question is, do you think that's a one-off, or do you have some concerns that now Rodgers is turning back into a pumpkin?
No, I think it's a one-off. He had a bad game. He's been great for us. And without his play this year, we would probably be a lot worse off right now. We wouldn't be leading the division, like he said in his presser last night. And so he played bad. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Obviously, he didn't get a lot of help from the offensive line. They gave up 5 sacks, a lot of pressure. But, yeah, he didn't have his best game. And, I mean, that's just being real.
Trey, how much of this loss do you put on Mike Tomlin?
I mean, this is the second primetime game in a row where we failed to show up. And so coaching definitely takes a part in it. For some reason, we're not getting prepared for these big-time games. It used to be a saying, it's a 5-star matchup because we're in it. That's one of his things, you know? And we're not showing up. And so for us to only score 10 points, for us to look the way that we looked yesterday, Coach Tomlin has to take some of that blame as well. Obviously, the players have to execute, but they weren't prepared.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. So you had Spencer Anderson next to Broderick Jones. How do you evaluate his play? How big a loss was Sam Mullen?
It was weird, man, because Andres Pete actually started at left guard. Ball started. He was excited to get out there. Got the ball a little bit too early. Got a little previous, as one of my Northwestern coaches would say. But Spencer, I thought, was solid. Now, I haven't had a chance to dig into the film yet, and I'll do that here pretty soon. Make sure you guys tune in for the trench report on the Snap Count later this evening. But Roger didn't have a good game. Troy didn't have a good game. Troy, I think, came down from his high, people praising him for his performance against the Colts last week, did not have a good game either. And so it's not just Broderick. It was definitely a total O-line failure. I thought Spencer was solid just from a surface level analysis, but I'll dig into it here pretty soon.
Trey, to me, it seems like DK Metcalf goes through the motions sometimes. Now, I'm not going to go as far as calling him out and saying that he doesn't give effort. I mean, he gives effort all the time, but it just seems like he's just not in tune with the plays. And sometimes he'll be running a route and it looks like he's like, oh man, the ball's coming my way, and then not make the appropriate play. What have you seen from DK Metcalf? Are you underwhelmed by his performance as he's been a Steeler?
No, is the short answer. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed in our usage of him. I think for somebody like him, and this is the day and age where we have prima donna wide receivers, it's just the way it is. You got to get these guys involved. You got to keep them engaged. And this offense is not keeping him engaged. He disappears for large portions of the game. He doesn't get targeted for large portions of the game. And he is too important of a piece of this offense for that to happen. And so I think maybe what you're seeing is maybe he's just not totally engaged with what's going on because he's not involved enough.
They're paying a lot of attention to DK Metcalf. And we saw in the fourth down play, he was double covered. Rodgers even said post game he should have looked to the other side of the field. I think Freiermuth was out there, and he said he should have targeted him. Would a number two wide receiver change things a little bit for DK Metcalf? We saw Calvin Austin drop a ball right in the hell's his name? The old Steelers
Dante Jackson.
Dante Jackson's arms. Jacoby Myers didn't have an entire drop the entire season last year, just FYI. So do you think that would have helped? They can't do anything about it now.
I mean, yeah. I guess that. Yeah, we need a second wide receiver. We've needed one for the last 3 or 4 years. And you're starting to see, like, these defenses are targeting whoever is our number one. Last year it was GP. So the only way they can get the ball are on these 50-50 balls or these big play balls because they're getting so much attention from the defense. And so I think Calvin Austin is a heck of a player. I wish we can get him more involved and make him – he doesn't seem like a true number two, but I think he has the talent to be a true number two. Whatever the strategy is with us as far as us thinking we don't need that second wide receiver to take the pressure off the first, I don't get it. I don't understand what our philosophy is when it comes to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Trey, would you be willing to bet that the Steelers fix some of their issues that we saw last night and beat the Cincinnati Bengals at home on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. We'll probably win this game, yep. And we'll feel some type of way next week. But, like, this team is so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, yep. And it's so frustrating as a fan to watch because it's like I don't see the potential. Like, we're racing to mediocrity once again. And it sucks being a fan knowing that this year is so much parity in the NFL. It feels like anybody could take it, but I don't feel like we're one of them right now. Right?
Very well put.
That's so well said because it's not even just game to game. It's half to half. And when the offense is playing well, the defense isn't playing well. Like, the defense dropped a couple of turnovers.
They played well,
and the offense was as bad as it's been all season. It just, they can't line everything up. I'm totally with you. So you don't put much on the defense from last night?
No, I don't. And they were worn out. The same story is on its way happening once again, where the defense is going to get worn to enough. Now, granted, they weren't playing well to start the season, but they seem to be finding something. I think that safety of putting Ramsey and Duggar back there is really solidifying the defense. I thought Patrick Queen played a lot better after taking a lot of heat. Alex Highsmith is finding his groove. You know, the defense is playing well. I don't like the way that Vidal was able to get almost 100 yards rushing yesterday. We didn't stop that. After stopping the leading rusher who ran for 200 million yards yesterday versus the Falcons, we held him to 40-something yards, and we let Vidal go off for almost, well, it wasn't like 98 or something.
95.
Yeah. But they were tired. They were tired. And it's because the offense can't stay on the field. And it's the same story for the last 3 or 4 years. Yesterday, the time of possession was 38-22. I'm rounding up. I think it was like 37 and some change versus 22. You can't have that. And your defense is going to get tired, and they're ultimately going to get hurt. And that's what's – we're on our way towards that. And they need to fix something offensively to combat that, because right now, that's what it looks like.
Trey, do you think they got away from the running game too early?
They always do.
Yeah.
We always do. And I don't understand. Arthur Smith made his hay running the ball with Derrick Henry. And we have a good running back in Jaylen Warren. We have a good running back room because Gainwell is solid. I think Caleb Johnson is finding his stride as well. Jaylen, what, averaged 5.4 yards a carry yesterday? Has 70 yards on 12 carries or something like that.
14, and,
yeah. Like, he needs the ball more. Obviously, especially because we don't have a second wide receiver. We don't have a consistent pass game, you know, and Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be dropping back 30, 40 times a game. I don't think he did it this time, but yes, we get away from the run way too soon, way too often, and that's been the case all year long.
Collinsworth had himself a day yesterday because he said, Mike Tomlin, he's not going to get away from that running game, and then that's when Rodgers sailed it over Rainey's head and then threw the fade on fourth down to DK Metcalf. He also said that Bud Dupree and Aaron Rodgers were teammates at one point, which obviously never happened. Make mistakes. Never me.
Right.
But other broadcasters make mistakes. Trey, we appreciate you being flexible and flipping days, man. Thank you so much.
Whenever I can stand for the great Mark Caboli, you know, I'll take that any day.
My man. Thank you, Trey. Thanks, appreciate Trey. It.
All right, fellas.
That is the great Trey Essex. You can follow him on Twitter at TreyDay79. Check out his podcast with Charlie Batch, The Snap Count Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.